When cars reach the end of their life, they come to places like this one. Fox Auto Parts in Belleville, Michigan. Joe Fox Jr. is operating a machine that crushes those cars. Before that happens, Fox removes everything that could cause problems down the line.
Well, there's a lot of hazardous waste. You got gasoline, you got oil, you got antifreeze, you got Freon, R12, and also 134. Everything's got to be taken care of the proper way.
And that includes another toxic component, mercury, most commonly found in automotive light switches underneath the car's hood. Fox takes out the mercury so it won't be heated and emitted into the air when the car's steel frame is ultimately melted in an electric arc furnace to make new steel. He says that, as a member of the Automotive Recyclers of Michigan, he's diligent about following proper procedures, but he's not so sure about other auto recyclers.
There's a lot of yards that don't belong to the Arm Association. There's a lot of yards that don't belong to the National Association. So it's a very good chance they don't even know there's mercury in vehicles.
Environmentalists say that's the crux of the problem. While each car may contain only a couple of grams of mercury, a recent report by the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, found that several tons of mercury are being released from all the cars that go into the furnaces each year. Mercury is a highly toxic material, notorious for causing the Mad Hatter syndrome 100 years ago, which inflicted brain damage on workers in the hat industry. Today, airborne mercury can contaminate nearby fish and mammals. It can also endanger pregnant women eating the fish, causing neurological damage to their unborn children. The Ecology Center's Charles Griffith says the best way to reduce mercury contamination is to remove mercury from cars already operating on the road and switch to a safe steel pellet substitute for all new cars. But Griffith says that domestic automakers have been dragging their feet.
For example, with mercury itself, the European car makers were able to get mercury mostly out of vehicles in the early 90s, whereas the domestic automakers are just now getting that job done here in the year 2001.
What takes additional time, automakers say, is that they wait for a model to change over before eliminating the mercury switch. Gregory Dana is with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
I think what the environmentalists are saying, you should have done it sooner. Well, manufacturers don't always know how long a model is going to last. Many times a model is continued past its planned lifetime because it's very popular with consumers. And manufacturers hate to not sell a car that's popular with consumers. So some of those phase-outs have been delayed longer than originally planned.
Still, Dana says that only a very few low-production vehicles contain the switch, and they'll be discontinued before long. However, even once the switches are gone, a big debate lingers over how to handle the cars with mercury switches that are already on the road. Environmentalists want the automakers to help fund a program that would collect the switches and ensure they're disposed of properly. Again, Charles Griffith.
We just simply suggest that if the automobile industry created the problem by putting that material, that they should be the ones that are responsible for dealing with the problem at the end of life.
But auto manufacturers disagree. Kevin Weber is with Toyota. He thinks mercury collection and disposal should rest with the dismantlers, since they're already set up to handle scrap cars.
We feel that to add another system or another level of contact with the vehicle doesn't make much sense. It's much better to allow the dismantlers to do their job and run their economies the way they normally would, and we'll give them all the information that they need for identifying where those switches are.
But dismantlers say that information has been slow in coming. And Barb Utter, executive director of the Automotive Recyclers of Michigan, is worried that auto companies aren't doing more to help.
Why should it be on our shoulders? Why shouldn't they remove them before we even have this problem? Because there's nothing in this for us. There's no money to help the people. It just doesn't seem like it should be our problem.
Utter says that dismantlers don't have the manpower to devote to pulling the switches or the money to fund mercury disposal. And if they're forced to do it anyway, she says many could go out of business, forcing people to abandon cars by the side of the road. But Utter hopes it won't come to that, and she's pushing for auto industry involvement. She says a partnership with car makers can help ensure that mercury contamination doesn't become an even bigger problem. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Halpert.